This is Ted Kennedy. One way to upgrade law enforcement is incentives for young men and women to make it their career. That's what an idea called the Police Corps will do. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, I know your idea of an anti-crime program is capital punishment, and more capital punishment. It's time to add another track to your one-track mind. An idea called the Police Corps will encourage talented young men and women to make law enforcement their career in return for helping them through college. It's modeled on two similar programs, the Teacher Corps and the National Health Service Corps, that have worked well in recruiting teachers and doctors to serve where they're needed. The Police Corps idea is worth trying. It will give college scholarships to students who pledge to serve in a police department for 4 years after they graduate. Support the Police Corps, Al. More cops on the beat means less crime on the street.
Ted, you never learn. The death penalty is what keeps these animals off the streets. Your heart may be in the right place. I wish your mind could join it. On paper, the Police Corps sounds good, but you forgot to read the fine print. This little project would cost the feds $1.5 billion in the first year, spiraling up to $8 billion annually 5 years from now. There's another grave problem with paying all the college expenses of 25,000 entry-level police officers. Under your plan, these students would have to serve only 4 years in law enforcement after graduating and then be allowed to move on. After spending all those bucks, there's absolutely no guarantee that they would stay on the force. And what makes you think these favored students would be any more qualified than regular police recruits? Ted, this do-good plan doesn't even require police corps students to study law enforcement or criminology. If you really just want to send more folks to college, then just say it, or maybe do a little more homework yourself. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I face off next on positive indications that we are winning the war on drugs. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.